Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everyone? How you guys doing? Welcome to the show. Yes, it is Sunday evening, and I'm even trying to go live on TikTok right now. How much you want to bet they're going to kick my ass right off of TikTok in the middle of this thing? It never ceases to amaze me. Every time I get on TikTok, I'm kicked off. I'm talking, I get a 3-day suspension, a 5-day, all that kind of crap. And it's just, it's insanity, man. They think I'm like a terrorist or something like that. It's like, damn, man, do you have a specific keyword or something that you has say that gets you banned on TikTok? Anyway, how you guys doing over on YouTube? We are simulcasting right here. Danny D'Lo knows what I'm talking about when it comes to the live on TikTok. I said I'll try it, okay? There you go. Stop bugging me. Get off my pecker. It's starting to hurt from all that rubbing on it. Bikers, you suck. Yes, that is the message that this cop in a cowboy hat had. And let me remind you, he was in California wearing a cowboy hat. Now, I thought that's something just Texas did, but I guess I'm mistaken. But basically, he said all the bikers that were attending Sonny's funeral were a bunch of trash bags. He was out there promoting the fact that there was going to be violence. And guess what? No violence whatsoever. None whatsoever. I have always told you guys and gals, I don't want to forget you gals because then you're always coming back at me, hey, you're not being PC, which isn't in my repertoire, okay? I'm not a good PC guy. But anyway, he went on national TV and was criticizing the Speedway for having the memorial. He said there was going to be all kinds of acts and violence. It might not happen at the Speedway, but it was going to happen. It's going to happen when they left. Well, guess what? I haven't heard any reports of that happening right now. But don't you get a little tired, and I'm asking a little tired, of these piglets saying all bikers suck? It's funny. All bikers suck except for those that are Leo. Then they don't suck. See, I never could get the rationalization for where they come up with some of this crap. And literally, it's crap. But we all know it's about the budget. Tomorrow, show on YouTube, the radio, all that stuff, we're going to be talking about the Mongols and their survival. This has to do with the opening arguments in the Ninth Circuit of Appeals. Now, it isn't that case that we have been covering. This is at the appellate level. And guess what they did? Guess, come on, guess. The prosecutors brought in the Hell's Angels into this case. They used an example of their court case in this argument. I was like, you know what? I told you guys so. It just isn't about the Mongols. It's about everybody else. Everybody else. And nobody believed it. No, it's just about the Mongols. It's just about the Mongols. No, it's about everybody. If they're bringing this kind of stuff into opening argument at the Ninth Circuit of Appeals, and it's a 3-judge panel. It's a 3-judge panel that heard this. Now, I don't know if you guys understand how appellate courts work and all that stuff. Well, you get three judges to hear a possible, you know, appeal coming up. And if either one wants a whole vote from the whole court, they can. But it seems like these three judges, now I know one was appointed by Biden, the other Trump, and then by George Bush. But they all agreed that the government was overreaching in their arguments on if a copyright was a part of a RICO type of conviction. This kind of propaganda that has been put out on bikers for over 50 years is really coming to a head in this appellate case. Do you know they had the nerve to say that every single person in the Moguls is a criminal? It doesn't matter that there's hardworking guys in there, no criminal records whatsoever, none. But they're still saying that they were criminals. And do you know what the relief the government is trying to get and trying to do a workaround when it comes to this? See, the judge in the first trial said First Amendment rights. Okay, the First Amendment. We all know the right association, all that type of stuff. They're simply asking the district court now if they can just whitewash the trademark, get rid of it, so anybody and anybody could use it if they wanted to. And the Moguls lawyer said it the best. What if somebody, and you know how everybody feels about their club colors and stuff, doesn't like the fact that they were denied the right of association, and you have somebody that just goes and purchases this logo off the internet and is wearing it? Well, yeah, there's going to be some violence out there. And he said it straight up to the three-judge panel. How in the world could some of these prosecutors not have their head out of their ass? It actually gets kind of repetitive the way they try to sell stuff to the general public. Now, admit you, not all club guys are freaking, you know, angels out there. They're not Boy Scouts. This ain't about cookies and ice cream. This is the real world. We get it. But at the same time, the government shouldn't be stepping in on a trademark like this. Because you know what? This does not only have to do with the biker universe. This has to do with any and every organization that is organized under a trademark. Has everything to do with it. Because if the Moguls lose this, and I guarantee this is going to go up to the Supreme Court, because it's a question that has never been answered before. Can you get your trademark taken away by the government if somebody commits legal acts? That is the question before the court right now. And we're going to see if that's the case. Very big deal right now. Very big deal. So if the Ninth Circuit says, no, go blow, you know, take your ass out of our courtrooms because you had the worst argument possible known to man, they're going to want to appeal to the Supreme Court. And their arguments over and over again that all bikers suck. That's the stuff they put out there. And what really upsets me a lot of the times is the fact that you do, and you know what? They're motorcycle enthusiasts to me. Because anybody who wants to support a cop's cause, you're like stepping over the line right there. You don't step over the line. You're either a biker or you support cops. It's either or. Yeah, I know they got their job to do. They're a necessity, I guess. But at the same time, you're supposed to be here, this big rebel and stuff like that. But you step over the line, the work their cause. But in the meantime, they're the ones out there going, you know what, get your ass against that car, spread your legs, put your hands behind your back for doing the stupidest crap possible. But you'll still support them. And then you'll still support them when they're going out in the media, which we cover a lot. We cover all the biker news. You'll go out there and support them after seeing half of the stuff in the news is false. Those right there, I have to argue, are the bikers that suck. Because they're fake. They're not living by what they're claiming to live by. You're out there supporting somebody that wants to bring down the supposed lifestyle that you love. So how in the hell can you call yourself anything other than a motorcycle enthusiast? Please, somebody, you know what, help hook Don Phonics Hollywood out here. Somebody, please explain this to me. How do you do that? You're a rebel, what is it, 9 to 5? Is that what this has become now? Is it a 9 to 5 lifestyle now? Do you really believe in what you claim that you are? Because if you do, stop with the crossing the line shit. Like I said, you're going to be able to read the article out of the Law Review on this Ninth Circuit appeal. And if you think it's just stopping with them, you're crazy. One thing that these rubbers, as I call them, you know, get rid of the rubs. The rubbers, okay? That's what they are. They're rubbers. They're there because, you know, you got to get rid of the disease, whatever you want to say. One thing that really caught my eye in that was the fact that there was kind of a bipartisan judge panel saying, hey, go screw you, government. What do you think you're trying to do here? But people don't read that kind of stuff. They don't read in between the lines what the government is trying to actually do when it comes to these motorcycle clubs. Now, it is a known fact that motorcycle club profiling doesn't hit the majority of MCs. We talk about them more, but the fact is the motorcycle profiling happens to independents, happens to people that earn hog, A-bait, all that type of stuff. So I say to myself, what the hell's going on here? What the hell? What is going on here? Why are you supporting them? You just had a sheriff, and everybody knows, I don't care what side of the aisle, what team you're on, Sonny Barger was a legend. Everybody, don't matter what club you were around, you heard of him. So when everybody wanted to give him a send-off, you have a cop in a cowboy hat, you freak, that was standing up and saying, hey, these people are bad. Come on. How can you say that but other than to pad your budget? That's all this was about. You cause panic among businesses and the general public. And why? So you can show your ass that you're in charge? I don't know what it is with you cops. And I know I got a lot of the haters with the cops here. Most of my channel's full of cop haters, okay? You know, haters, you know, cops that hate me, whatever you want to say. Full of them. And, you know, I got to deal with their nastiness all the time with their emails. But what is it with you guys when you get a metal thing to pin on your chest that you think you're God Almighty? What makes you think that you're above everybody else where you can go and specifically say that these bikers suck? They're no good. For one, I hear you guys don't make a lot of money. Maybe that's why you're all pissed off and stuff, because you guys don't make money. Maybe because we make a little more than you guys and gals? Now, I do have to admit, there's some cops out there, some little honeys out there that, you know, I might bend over for a colon cleanse for them. But anyway, I don't get the attitude. And that's the attitude that I got from this cop that was talking about this memorial. He looked down on you. I'm sorry, buddy, but you're not the most liked people around. Actually, I think you're the type of person who got his head stuck in a school locker, and after he got his ass kicked, was brought into the bathroom for a swirly. So now you have this grudge on your shoulder, and you say, well, how can I get back at them? Well, how he got back at him is he went to the police academy and became a big dick. That is what happened. He became a dick because he was beat up. And I really believe 99.99999% of cops out there got their ass kicked in high school, and that's why they're there where they're at now. You can't tell me I'm lying because that's the way they act. Everybody here has got pulled over. Everybody has got pulled over. What is the first thing they do when they come up to you? They stick that chest out, and then they get this tone in their voice. It's like creepy, man. You know that Freddy Krueger shit? He puts his nails on the board and shit like that. That's what their voice sounds like. And it's made worse with them puffing their chest. It's like, well, wait a second here. Why are you being an asshole right away? What the hell's going on with you? I didn't do nothing.
Well, yes, you did, sir.
Okay, what did I do? Well, you know, sir. I don't want that I know shit. I want to know what I did wrong. Why are you pulling me over and jerking on my pecker? That's all I'm asking. Quite simple. And then when you ask questions, they start becoming the biggest pricks known to man. It's like they take their prick pill. You know, they got a specific Viagra pill for cops. They do. As soon as they take it, instead of their pecker growing outward, it goes inward and it pisses them off because it went backwards. You know, I hear they don't got big peckers any damn way, so they're already upset. But it is really telling when they come up to a car or your motorcycle. It's worse on your motorcycle. That's why if you ride a motorcycle, here's what you need to do. You need to go to Amazon right now and go get you know, they got them for, you know, knockoff GoPros, you know, action cams, whatever the hell they are. They got them for $30-$40. Go get them. Go get at least one. Put it on your motorcycle. Not facing towards the road, but facing towards you. And make sure it's loosened on the top. Because when you get pulled over, what you're going to want to do is turn that camera to where he's walking up. Film it. Always film a traffic stop. Now, taking it a step further, if you're on the phone and you got it going on, hit the live button. The reason why you're going to want to hit the live button is so the prick don't take your shit. When it's going live, it's already uploaded. There's nothing he can do. Because there's some squirrely cops out there, and yes, I'm upset today. Because of how he was putting out all this crap about a memorial where they knew there was not going to be any violence. But instead, he put fear into the community for no reason. What that could have done was cause the problems. What that could have done was start some violence, because now you got a bunch of yo-hos out there trying to go after the bikers and club members talking stupid. when in fact it was them that started it, not the bikers. Of course, the bikers would have got the blame for it. But that's what he did by doing that statement saying, hey, all bikers suck. It would have been a freaking legalized lynch mob out there. And you know how some of them locals are, man. There's some crazy people out there. And we're talking here, this is California, so they're doubly crazy. Again, can somebody explain? I keep asking myself, what the hell is with the cowboy hat this guy had? It looked like a huge bucket. I was like, man, can't you even afford some stylish cowboy hat? Can't you go and raid Black Dragon's closet or something? Get something a little better? At least he gets the good stuff. You look like you got it at the freaking Salvation Army. But he looks like a miserable person. And I'm sure on YouTube there is all kinds of stuff talking about this because he was all over the place. And I just want you to go and check it out and see what I'm talking about. And if he did come out and say, hey, all bikers suck, that's what this guy came out basically saying. I'm talking, he didn't even give his condolences. He didn't say, you know what, we're going to work with the club. No, he just said, he came out and said, you suck. How's everybody doing in the chat rooms, both on, let's see here, TikTok. I still don't know how to use this crap, but I'm live, I know that. How are you guys doing in the YouTube room? Let's see here. I don't respect anybody that comes on somebody's channel just to cry like a little effing bitch. That's my Frogzilla, baby. You gotta love Froggy, man. What do we got in here? Leave him alone. Danny D'Lo. What's up? Danny D'Lo is in the house. He over there screwing with me over on TikTok because he knows I don't know how to use this damn thing. But that's what we're going to be going over. Tomorrow is the Mogul's Ninth Circuit of Appeals case. But, you know, while we're at talking about how bikers that do suck, you know, not coming from a cop's standpoint, the prick, I wish people in the audience would actually call up his department and give him hell. I wish people would keep them phones ringing off the hook. That would probably drive his little honey secretary crazy where she won't give him any. And maybe we can teach him a lesson. You know what I mean? That would be cool as hell if that would happen. You know, you piss off her, you know, it happens. So let's see here. Bikers that suck from a biker's viewpoint. I'd have to say that some bikers suck, that they cross that line. You know, that's what I got here. You know, other than that, man, bikers should be out there partying. They should be screwing. Oh, don't let me say that because I'm not politically correct. You know, it was funny. I put another, and this happens every time I do it. I don't understand. I put a hot freaking babe on one of my social media posts, and the first thing I get back is, well, I got a girlfriend, or I got an old lady. I don't need something like that. Who are you kidding? Who are you trying to pull? You're going to sit here and tell me. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here. Correct me if I'm wrong. You're going to sit here and look at a hot-ass, fine broad, a hard body man, sitting there looking at you with them get me eyes, and you're going to say, well, I got an old lady? Oh, hell, you're no. Uh-uh. And if you do, something's wrong with you. Something's wrong with your manhood if you're not going to look at that. So this self-righteousness, it kind of makes you want to puke, doesn't it? When people, you know, try to act like they have to be politically correct. It's like, what the hell happened to this world? What happened to the community as a whole that you're sitting there, you're all scared to say, hey, I tap that. Oh, I'd do that in a heartbeat. No, instead you say, well, I got an old lady at home. Well, how do you know? Your old lady might want a piece of her too. Maybe you should stand up and ask. That's all I'm saying. Let's see here. Yammer Hammer. The DD made the HA look like the schoolgirls. These guys were ruthless. Well, they're not much around anymore. That's what I can say. They're like only in a few places. You know what I mean? If you, you know, if that's the truth, you know, Yammer Hammer, huh? LED Devil, keep the phones ringing. You know what? That would be awesome, man. You call these people at this sheriff department and tell them, you know what? We didn't like the way you were talking smack during this memorial thing. And it was right that morning. And I couldn't believe how many people actually were watching these news reports. Because watching it, it was like, dude, it just wanted to make you freaking throw up in your mouth. You're like, how can people actually believe that? And then I step back and I say to myself, yeah, people are going to believe that. Look how screwed up our country is right now. And why is that? Because people believe bullshit. Let's be honest. They believe in the crap that they're fed. Because they don't understand, hey, I got to go out there and do my own research instead of letting some schmuck that just got out of college that hasn't got his first piece yet tell me what I'm supposed to think. That's why Chicago's a mess. Last 100 years it's been a mess because the people have no education. They don't understand that you don't elect people like this. And that's what kills me. Yeah, we put the information out there as far as Biker News is concerned, but it's up to you to actually do the research, man. I'm not sitting here telling you, hey, you should be thinking this way or that way. No, I'm telling you, hey, go do your own damn research. Make up your own mind. For all you know, hell, it could be wrong in the article, which usually it is, by the way. I was surprised with Sonny, they actually named him as the founder of Oakland, because usually everybody claims he's the founder of the whole club as a whole. And I was like, damn, they got something damn right for once. But it is a great loss on the motorcycle community. Actually, you know, we've lost Sonny, we've lost Taco, J.R. Reed, all the old guys are basically gone now. It's really, I think he was the last in the era of true freedom thinking bikers. There was only a couple that were like him. There was only a couple giants like him. And now it feels like that chapter is closing, and the chapter that's opening right now is worth nothing. It's like worth the, it's bullshit. Because everything has now came online to where everything gets screwed up so much. The way people think. And I believe, you know, I never thought I would say that the biker community would suffer from what happens in regular citizens' lives. But it really, all that PC and wokeness crap has actually made it into the lifestyle you never thought it would ever do. It is kind of a culture shock. If you do this, next time you're out, go up to a rubber and just sit there and talk to him. Just sit there and talk to the rubber. And by time you turn around, you walk away, you're going to be like, what the hell just happened here? He didn't speak the way I thought. And that's the thing. Because I get it. Harley Davidson and all the other motorcycle manufacturers, they got to make money. I get that. But some of the people that are coming in are really killing what a lot of people worked hard for to build up. The reputation. Hell, that's just like on the 9th. I'm going to have Outlaw Archives on. We're planning on the 9th. And we're going to talk about motorcycle club history. And I get it. A lot of people are pissed off at how he came about all the stuff. But if you step back and say to yourself, well, wait a second here. The Harley-Davidson Museum don't have anything to do with the Hells Angels, the Outlaws, the Bandidos, Mongols, Pagans. They don't got nothing to do with them. Even though it was Harley-Davidson that rode that outlaw image to keep alive. And then in 1994, when the rubber invasion came, they pushed them aside. They said, screw you. And then they started doing their own damn thing. They started catering to those that wanted to throw $40,000 down on a damn bike. Are you crazy? But that's who they started wanting to bring into the fold, and that changed everything. It changed every single thing that those that are older recognized. A lot of us don't recognize what's going on right now. Like I said earlier, you post a picture of a broad that's a hard body that probably can suck the chrome off of a trailer hitch, and you got a guy over here saying, no, 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 I won't do it. You know what? Who are you fooling? Who are you lying to? But he has to say it because he has to maintain that political correctness crap. You know what I mean? Sad state of affairs, man. Sad state of affairs, if you ask me. What do we got here? What do we got? Mark, my boy Mark. Rubbers can't even change oil in their own bikes. Not even with YouTube. I'm sorry. They don't know how to do their... Why would you... And I have to ask myself this. Why would you want somebody else to change your oil in your motorcycle? Why would you want to do that? You look stupid. And it's probably... See, I just went out and got a 98 Ultra. Evo, beautiful stuff. Harley taking care of me, man. They took out the old radio. They're putting in a Rockford Fosgate in that sucker. But, you know, first, you know, radio on a bike that I ever had. But most of these bikes would have had 60, 70, 80,000 miles on it that were a 98. Not this damn one. It had 12,000 miles on it. I think the only good, and I, you know what? I have to say the guy was an old guy. He didn't ride that much because of health and stuff. But it goes to the point where why are you going to go spend $40,000 for a bike when 2 years later you can get the same bike half the cost because the rubber didn't want to ride it? That's the only damn thing they're good for, is letting the mileage stay down, and then you get to buy the bike for half the cost. That's the only good they're there for, man. But to have somebody change your oil, are you crazy? What the hell's wrong with you? Let's see here. Mohawk. Yeah, I got, you know, China Dow just did that Mohawk shit on me, man. It's looking good. My oil has gas in it, waiting for the parts. You know what? I've been working on the bully here. I'm talking, you know, I got the bully, I got the low rider, and now I got this ultra coming. But the bully's been popping and popping and popping, running like shit. And it started after I got some gas at BP. So I figured, okay, I got to take this freaking gas out. And I don't know if you guys ever worked on a boulevard, but you got to take all kinds of shit off to get to what you need to get to. And the fuel tank is under the seat. So I sat there, I siphoned all the gas out. Fuel filters and all that looked good. Put goo gas in, it's still running like shit. So now I'm sitting here thinking, damn, man, do I got to freaking map this damn thing? It's getting to the point where, you know, I'm going to throw it out the window. Let's see here. Riding too fast. My older wealthy brother just bought a 2022 Street Glide. He reminds me of the guys from Wild Hogs, the movie. How much are 2022 Street Glides going for right now? How much are they going for, like, what, 25, 30,000 just bone-ass stock or something like that? Mark, the bully, knows you're getting rid of her. Yeah, I think she does, man. You know, I don't like keeping more than two bikes at a time. If I have a third, it's like, wait, it's going to waste away. And I like seeing motorcycles rid, not sitting in the damn corner. You know, I just don't like that stuff. 33,000. Holy shit. You're crazy. 33,000. And here I haggled for a 98 Electra. You know, they originally had it listed at 9 G's, and I knew it's because of the miles on the Evo. And I said, dude, you just suck my pecker. I ain't paying 9 G's for that bike. It's a 98, even though it's in perfect condition. I was like, you know what? I'll give you 6 or I'm out the door. Well, they took the 6. Let's see here. Mohawk. Yammy Hammy finally got something right, haha. Hey, am I even on in freaking TikTok right now? I don't get it, man. Am I on? I have no idea if I'm doing anything right here with that one. Either that or I've been taken off already. I know Sos has been having a problem with TikTok as well. It seems like he's having the same problem I do, is every time I post a video, and it'll just be me sitting there talking shit. And I'm not swearing or any of that stuff. And the next thing I know, they say I'm going against community guidelines. I was like, what the hell kind of guidelines did I screw up this time? Maybe it's because, you know, I'm screwing around with the Chinese and they don't like it. It's probably going to take my shit down right now. TikTok is working great for me. Black Dragon, how you doing, buddy? You know why TikTok's working good for you? Because you're Mr. Goody Two-Shoe, man. That's why it's working good for you. You out there, oh yeah, I gotta play by them rules, man. You know, I gotta do this and do that. Yeah. My boy Black Dragon, man, he's something else. He be out there following those rules and stuff. Hell, if somebody swears. You know what's funny about Black Dragon? See, you guys get to hear him on the radio or, you know, his podcast and all that stuff. But when he's off the radio or off video, he swears like a fucking truck driver. He is worse than the worst when it comes to swearing. That is him. And by the way, Black Dragon, there's some cop out in California that needs a better looking cowboy hat, because he looks like freaking Opie Taylor or whatever the hell it is with that. Don't tell them. You swear worse than a freaking truck, freaking lounge lizard, man. Come on. let's see, your old guy. It's because someone reporting you always appeal. I do appeal when I'm over there, man. But they automatically come back and say, go screw yourself. That's basically what they tell me all the time. And you ever find that funny, these little weasels that want to sit there and report you? It's like, dude, don't you got a life or something? You know, are you mad because you can't get laid? What is it with you sometimes that you have these people that report on you all the time? It's like, change the channel. Nobody cares what you think. You know, I get haters. I must have thousands of them, okay? Thousands of haters. And they expect me to care if they're out there bashing me. Well, first, you have to be somebody to me for me to give a shit what you think. And with haters, I don't. So why take the time to be a prick? You know, you're being a rat when you're reporting us. That's what I can say. You're being a rat. That's what happens. Black Dragon probably, well, Black Dragon, he probably, you know, doesn't have any haters because he's a nice guy. Everybody loves Black Dragon. He's like that, what do they say, that cuddly little panda bear in the corner on a sofa. He just don't piss you off. It's just not in him. Where, hey, Old Dog, Mongrel Mob, $9.99. Thanks for that donation right there. Really appreciate that, man. You guys are cool. If you do want to help the show out also, If you don't want to use the YouTube deal, you can use $MotorcycleMadhouse on the Cash App. Black Dragon Biker TV. I wish that were true. Come on, who you fooling, BD? You one of the nicest guys out there, man. I don't know what the hell you're saying. You're one of the nice damn freaking guys out there. Everybody else is pricks compared to you. PA Biker, how you doing, bud? Let's see here. BD and I got into it. He still has me blocked. Yeah, my hammer. Why? What kind of shit you say to him, man? See, BD don't block people unless you start some shit, man. You know, if you want to have a serious discussion or something, not want to be a prick in his chats, you know, he usually is really cool, man. So there has to be a reason why he blocked you, man. I take that up with BD. He's probably in the chat room right now. And yes, BD is Uncle Phil. He looks identical to Uncle Phil from French Prince of Bel-Air. I ain't lying, man. You got to go see BD, Black Dragon Biker TV. He looks like Uncle Phil. Hey, Patrick, $10 super sticker. I love that. Yammer Hammer, he was sticking up for you, bro. Well, it happens. I am the big prick around, so. AJ, $5 donation. I really love that. You two kissing buddies. Why? Are you a little Tinkerbell or something like that, Yammer Hammer? You know, hey, let me ask you, Yammer Hammer. Let me ask you here. Do you have trouble getting laid at night? Because there wouldn't be any way that you would be so upset and on YouTube if you weren't getting laid. Now, I know some people, they're not gifted downstairs, and maybe your old lady or your boyfriend, whichever it is upset with you. And maybe that's why you're on here acting a fool. I'm just saying, you do not like bikers. I know you don't like bikers, but you're still on here. So, you know what? I don't go that way. I'm serious. I don't go that Tinkerbell way. But if you do, that's you. I know I'm a handsome-looking guy. I know that you might be, you know, watering at the mouth and stuff like that, but it's just not going to happen with us, man. It's just not going to go that way. Who said I didn't like bikers? Well, you said that earlier, man, when you just first come in. What do you got, freaking, you know, were you missing your mind? Are you snorting too much Clorox or something? The hell's wrong with you? You just said 99.9% of bikers I don't like. Well, hell, you forgot already. Stop freaking sniffing that freaking spray paint, man. You know? Come on, buddy. Jesus. Rivix, Yammer longs for the hammer. That's why he's so angry on here. You know, some people just need attention. Some people need people to live in misery with them. I know a lot of people that way. They need somebody else to acknowledge their existence. Now, there's nothing wrong if you're a loser. There really isn't. You know, if you want to be a loser all your life, be a loser. You can blame everybody else but yourself for being a loser. But come on. Why would you want... I know what it is. You're, you know, on the internet. You're behind something that you're not going to show anybody who you are. That allows you to be a tough guy. It allows you to mouth off like a stupid ass. It really makes it to where you have no intelligence whatsoever. And that must be a sad, sad existence as a person to have to come on to a chat. And you wonder why Black Dragon banned your ass. But you come on a chat acting like anybody cares about what you have to say. Again, I have to care about you to care about what you say. And I don't care about you, so I don't give a hell what you have to say. AJ, see below. What's up, man? You all feed on the drama. You're the one feeding on the drama, man. Black Dragon sucks. Can you give me a logical answer to this question? Just give me a logical answer. Why do you believe Black Dragon sucks? Give me a logical answer with all the blah, without all this blah, blah, blah crap. Okay? Just give me that. Give me a logical answer. And you say you all feed on drama. Okay? What drama are we feeding on? Now, watch it go quiet. Watch it go quiet. It's BD's way or the highway. Well, if it's his channel, it's his rules. What you should do is go get you a channel, actually go on camera, show people who you are, and say what you feel. Really, that's as any one of you guys right now can go start your own channels, be all the assholes you want to be, and you can do it right now to get your word out. But instead, you're going around saying it's BD's way or no way. You're killing me here. You're not making any sense, man. It's not. It don't make any sense what you're saying. You're being a coward by coming on his channel, bitching and yelling, hey, you don't like my opinion, so go screw yourself, and saying, hey, let's have a debate here. That's one thing I like about my people on my channel. We all can disagree without being peckers to each other. Yeah, I do got a lot of people, some, that are peckerheads, but they usually don't last. Wouldn't you want to be able to debate your position like a man instead of being looked at like some freaking squirrel? Because right now, that's the way you're looking. You're looking like a little midget, okay? And everybody knows how Hollywood feels about midgets. That's what you're looking at. Now, you contradict yourself all the time. Okay, please allow me an example. See, you can't just throw this stuff out. You actually have to have an argument. You really do. And you know what? If you do ride a bike, you're one of them bikers that suck, okay? I have to say, you're one of them. Because you're not making any sense. You're hiding behind this and that. Go start your own channel. Put your voice out there. Stop being a little peckerhead. That's what I have to say. Because you have no intelligent argument whatsoever. And if you're going to come on my channel to beat on BB, you're on the wrong channel, man. Because I'm going to tell you to go screw yourself. I'm going to tell you to freaking suck on your finger until you get something down there. But don't come on here talking shit like that to him. All talk. Well, you know, I do go all over the place. You know, I'm... let's see here. This episode is dedicated to Yammer, the number one biker who sucks. There you go, man. But anyway, guys, thanks for being over on TikTok, man. I'll go through and see what the hell I'm supposed to do over there and how I do stuff. TikTok, it's Insane Throttle, just like the other ones as well. What else we got here? Okay, well, tomorrow's Biker News is at 8, right on YouTube and the big stuff. Then we got China Dow coming into the studio. That's going to be a good one. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, we go on air. And then you're switched right on over to the place over on the other channel. Until then, thanks for watching. And Yammer Jammer, would you go rent yourself a girlfriend or something? Maybe you'll start feeling better, that, you know, because I hear when you rent a girl, they actually tell you what you want to hear. Maybe you'll feel better. I don't know.